Tessa stood at the edge of the desert, her heart pounding in rhythm with the gentle whispers of the wind that swept across the undulating dunes. The expansive landscape stretched before her like a golden ocean, each grain of sand shimmering under the glaring sun. She felt a strange pull towards the horizon, an inexplicable connection that resonated deep within her soul. It was as if the very sands were alive, murmuring secrets of ages past, beckoning her to uncover their mysteries. She inhaled the warm air, rich with the scent of earth and sun, but there was something else, a hint of wildness that stirred her senses. It was the essence of Kale, the alpha wolf shifter who had entered her life like a tempest. Their bond felt timeless, as if they were two celestial bodies drawn together by an unseen force. Yet beneath her yearning lay a flicker of apprehension. Tessa couldn't shake the feeling that Kale's dark past loomed over them like a shadow, threatening to engulf their fragile connection. "Why do I feel this way?" she murmured to herself, her voice barely audible against the backdrop of the desert. Memories of her life before Kale danced in her mind, ordinary days filled with routine and familiarity, a stark contrast to the tempestuous emotions swirling within her since their paths crossed. She had never believed in fate, but now, with each heartbeat, she could feel the threads of destiny weaving their lives together, binding her to a man haunted by his past. Suddenly, the stillness of the desert was disrupted by the sound of heavy footfalls approaching. Tessa turned, her heart racing as Kale emerged from the shimmering heat waves. His presence was commanding, an aura of power surrounding him that made the very air crackle with energy. He was a striking figure, with tousled dark hair framing his chiseled jaw and intense, piercing eyes that seemed to hold the weight of the world. "Tessa," he called, his voice deep and resonant, echoing over the dunes. "You shouldn't be out here alone. The desert can be unforgiving." She swallowed, caught off guard by the depth of his gaze. "I needed to think," she replied, her tone a mix of defiance and vulnerability. "This place, it calls to me." Kale stepped closer, his brow furrowing as he studied her. "The desert holds many secrets, some that are better left untouched. You must be careful." There was a protective edge to his words, a hint of the burdens he carried. "Are you afraid I'll get lost?" she teased lightly, trying to mask the tension that filled the air between them. "It's not you getting lost that concerns me," he replied, his voice low and serious. "It's what might find you." Tessa felt a shiver run down her spine at his words, the weight of unsaid histories hanging between them. "What do you mean?" Kale looked away, his expression hardening as he stared into the distance. "The desert is alive with spirits, remnants of those who have come before us. They don't always welcome intruders." "Spirits?" Tessa echoed, skepticism lacing her tone. "You mean like ghosts?" He turned back to her, intensity radiating from his every feature. "Not just ghosts, Tessa. The past has a way of reaching out, and sometimes it seeks vengeance." She felt a knot tighten in her stomach, the implications of his words sinking in. Kale was a man shaped by his history, a warrior burdened by guilt and loss. Yet, despite her fears, she was drawn to him, a moth to the flame. "What burdens do you carry, Kale?" she asked softly, her curiosity piqued. He hesitated, the vulnerability in her voice striking a chord within him. "There are things, mistakes I've made that haunt me. I've lost more than I can bear because of them." Tessa stepped closer, her heart aching for him. "We all have our pasts, Kale. But we can't let them define us." His gaze met hers, and for a moment, the world around them faded into insignificance. "You don't understand, Tessa. My past could destroy us. It's not just my burden. It's a darkness that threatens everything we could be." Before she could respond, the sun dipped towards the horizon, casting a warm glow over the desert. The shadows lengthened, and Tessa felt a palpable shift in the atmosphere. A strange sensation washed over her, and she stumbled, her vision blurring as the landscape around her began to morph. "Kale," she gasped, reaching for him as the ground seemed to tremble beneath her. He grasped her hand tightly, concern etched across his features. "Stay with me, Tessa." But as the world spiraled, she found herself enveloped in a vivid vision, a glimpse into the past that felt all too real. She was no longer standing in the desert but witnessing a scene unfold. Kale, younger and filled with a reckless ambition, stood amidst a gathering of wolves. They were fierce and proud, yet a tension crackled in the air, an unspoken fear that loomed over them. Then she saw it, A betrayal swift and brutal. Kale's eyes widened as a figure emerged from the shadows, striking down one of his own pack members. The chaos erupted around her, the cries of anguish echoing in her ears. Tessa's heart raced as she realized she was witnessing Kale's past betrayal, the mistake that had cost lives and shattered trust. Suddenly, she was jolted awake, gasping for breath as she found herself back in the desert, Kale's worried face looming over her. "Tessa, what happened?" I saw something," she stammered, the images still vivid in her mind. "Kale was terrible. You betrayed your pack." His expression darkened, a storm brewing behind his eyes. "You shouldn't have seen that," he murmured, his voice laced with regret. "Why, Kale? What happened?" Tessa pressed, her emotions tumbling in a chaotic dance. "I need to understand." He stepped away, the distance between them feeling insurmountable. "It's not something I can explain easily. There are reasons, and they're tangled in a web of pain and loss." Her heart ached for him, yet fear gripped her. Could she trust him despite the darkness that surrounded his past? "But if we're bound together, don't I have a right to know?" Kale turned back to her, anguish etched on his face. "You deserve to know, but the truth could tear us apart. I can't bear to lose you, Tessa." As the night enveloped the desert, Tessa felt the weight of their connection pressing down on her. She was torn between the undeniable attraction she felt for Kale and the chilling realization that his past could spell doom for them both. The desert, in all its beauty and ferocity, held the key to their future, but at what cost? With the stars twinkling above them, Tessa knew that she stood on the precipice of a decision that could alter the course of their lives forever. As the cool breeze whispered through the dunes, she could only hope that love would be enough to overcome the shadows of the past. The sun hung low in the sky, casting long shadows across the endless dunes of the desert. Tessa stood with her arms crossed, staring hard at Kale, who leaned against a weathered rock, his expression unreadable. The tension between them crackled in the dry air, a blend of unresolved emotions and the weight of his past pressing down like the sun's heat. "I saw it, Kale," Tessa finally broke the silence, her voice firm despite the uncertainty that churned within her. "I saw what you did. The betrayal. The blood on your hands." Kale's jaw tightened, and though he remained still, the air shifted around him, heavy with the gravity of her words. "You don't understand." "No," she interrupted, taking a step closer, her heart pounding. "You don't get to say that. I saw the faces of your pack. The fear, the anguish. You were supposed to protect them." Kale pushed off the rock, towering over her, his eyes flashing with a mix of anger and despair. "I didn't want it to happen. I made a choice, one that I thought would save them all." Tessa's breath hitched, a mixture of anger and empathy swirling within her. "But it didn't save anyone, did it? It cost you everything." The vulnerability in Kale's gaze softened her resolve, but the pain of his betrayal remained a bitter taste in her mouth. "Tessa, I was young and reckless. I believed I could control the outcome. I thought I could lead them to safety. And instead," she pressed, her voice barely above a whisper, "instead I led them to their deaths." Kale's voice cracked, the weight of his confession hanging between them like a shroud. "I lost my pack. My family. My whole life for a mistake." The world around Tessa dimmed as she processed his words, the enormity of his past crashing over her like a wave. Her heart ached for him, but the betrayal twisted like a knife in her gut. "How can I trust you? How can I believe that you won't betray me too?" Kale's gaze bore into hers, raw and pleading. "Because I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to atone for what I've done. You have to believe me, Tessa. I would never hurt you." "Words," she scoffed, turning away to look at the horizon where the sun dipped below the dunes. "Words mean nothing without action." He stepped closer, his voice low and urgent. "Then let me show you. Let me prove that I'm not the monster you think I am." Tessa's heart raced, caught between the desire to reach out for him and the instinct to run. "I don't know if I can. Then let's find out together." Kale reached for her hand, his grip firm yet gentle. "Help me confront this. Help me face the ghosts of my past, and maybe we can figure out who we are meant to be." As she looked into his eyes, Tessa felt the pull of their connection, the bond that seemed to have woven itself into the very fabric of her being. But doubt lingered like a shadow, whispering that the path ahead was fraught with danger. "I need time," she finally said, her voice barely a whisper. "I need to process this. Kale nodded, understanding etched into his features. I'll give you all the time you need. But don't shut me out, Tessa. We're in this together. With a heavy heart, Tessa nodded, though she felt no less conflicted. She turned away, needing space to breathe, to think. The desert stretched out before her, a vast expanse of sand and secrets. She walked a few paces before she felt his presence behind her, a silent support as she grappled with her emotions. Determined to seek clarity, Tessa decided to explore the desert alone. She wandered away from Kale, allowing the solitude to envelop her. Each grain of sand felt like a memory waiting to be uncovered. The sun began to set, painting the sky in hues of orange and purple, and she found herself drawn to an ancient altar half buried in the sand. The altar was a relic of a time long past, intricately carved with symbols she couldn't decipher. As she approached, a shiver ran down her spine. The air around it felt charged, alive with energy. Tessa reached out, her fingers brushing against the cool stone, and an overwhelming sensation washed over her. Images flooded her mind, a rush of memories that were not her own. She saw Kale's pack, vibrant and full of life, laughter echoing in the air. But then the vision shifted, darkening. She witnessed the betrayal unfold, the chaos, the pain, the loss. It was as if the very essence of the altar was revealing the truth of Kale's past, the burden he carried like a yoke around his neck. Tessa stumbled back, her heart racing as the visions faded, leaving her breathless. She gripped the altar, trying to steady herself against the flood of emotions. "What is this place?" she whispered, the silence of the desert answering her with a haunting stillness. The connection she felt to the altar was undeniable. It was as if the dust that covered it held the memories of those who had come before, an echo of their struggles intertwined with Kale's fate. Tessa closed her eyes, allowing the weight of the moment to settle over her. She needed to understand, to reconcile the past with the present. When she returned to Kale, the sun had dipped below the horizon, and the stars began to illuminate the night sky. He stood waiting, his silhouette stark against the moonlight. The moment their eyes met, Tessa felt the unspoken words hanging in the air, heavy with expectation. "Did you find what you were looking for?" Kale asked, his voice low, almost hesitant. Tessa took a deep breath, steeling herself for the conversation she knew they needed to have. "I found a connection, Kale. To your past. To your pack." He paused, searching for the right words. "It was painful to see. I understand now that you're carrying a heavy burden." Kale stepped closer, the intensity of his gaze unwavering. "And do you still think I'm a monster?" "I think you're a man who made a mistake," Tessa replied, her voice steady. "But that doesn't change the fact that people died because of your choice. I want to understand, but I can't just forget." "I don't expect you to," Kale said, his tone earnest. "But I need to confront this. I need to face the memories, the guilt, and whatever demons haunt me. Will you stand by me as I do?" Tessa's heart ached at the vulnerability he showed. "I want to help you, Kale. I really do. But I need to know that you'll fight for us, for your future. I can't be the one to carry the weight of your past." He nodded, a flicker of hope in his eyes. "Then let's fight together. Let's confront the ghosts that linger in the desert and see if we can find a way to forgive." The air between them crackled with unspoken promises and lingering fears. Tessa took a step closer, her heart pounding as she searched Kale's gaze for any hint of deceit. Yet all she saw was a man willing to face his past, a man seeking redemption. "Okay," she whispered, her resolve solidifying. "Let's do this." But as she spoke, a chill ran through her, a sense of foreboding settling like a weight on her chest. The path ahead was uncertain, and the shadows of Kale's past loomed larger than ever. Though they were bound by their connection, Tessa knew that the journey would test them in ways they couldn't yet imagine. With a shared understanding, they turned back toward the heart of the desert, ready to face whatever awaited them together. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows across the ancient altar, Tessa felt a surge of determination coursing through her veins. The weight of Kale's past hung heavily between them, and she couldn't bear the thought of being haunted by it any longer. She took a deep breath, inhaling the warm, dry air of the desert, infused with the musky scent of sagebrush. "We have to do this," she said, her voice steady, yet laced with an undercurrent of anxiety. Kale, standing beside her, turned to face her, his dark eyes reflecting the fading light. "You don't have to do anything you don't want to, Tessa," he replied, his tone softer now, almost pleading. This is my burden to bear. No, she said, shaking her head firmly. You're not alone in this. I can't just stand back and watch you suffer. If we're going to face this together, then we do it together. Kale studied her for a moment, his expression shifting from uncertainty to a flicker of admiration. You're brave, Tessa. More than you know. She felt her heart flutter at his compliment, but the gravity of the moment quickly pulled her back into focus. Let's begin the ritual, she urged, moving toward the altar. With the moon rising high, illuminating the desert with its silvery glow, Tessa and Kale arranged the sacred items, bones and stones, remnants of long-gone ancestors, on the ground. The ancient symbols etched into the altar seemed to pulse with energy, resonating with the very essence of their intentions. Kale took a step closer to her, his presence both comforting and intimidating. You need to focus, Tessa. We're calling upon the spirits of my fallen pack. They deserve peace and I owe them that much. Tessa nodded, her heart racing as she took his hand, feeling the warmth radiate from his skin. I'm ready, she whispered. Kale took a deep breath and began to chant in a low, melodic voice, words that reverberated off the stones and into the vast desert night. Tessa closed her eyes, trying to center herself, feeling the vibrations travel through her fingertips and into the ground. The air thickened around them, charged with an ancient power that made the hairs on the back of her neck stand up. Suddenly, a whirlwind of sand spiraled at the edge of the altar, swirling and rising as if something had awakened from the depths of time. Tessa opened her eyes just in time to see ghostly figures materializing from the dust, the faces of Kale's ancestors emerging, their expressions a mix of sorrow and longing. Kale, one of the spirits said, his voice echoing like a distant thunder. You have called upon us. Tessa watched as Kale's face paled, the weight of his past crashing down upon him like a tidal wave. I'm here to seek your forgiveness, he stammered, his voice barely above a whisper. I was weak. I failed you. Your weakness cost us our lives, another spirit interjected, her eyes blazing with accusation. You abandoned us when we needed you the most. Tessa felt a surge of anger at the harshness of the spirit's words, but she knew Kale needed to confront this pain. He has changed, she exclaimed, stepping forward, her heart pounding. He's not the same man he was. We are here to honor you, to seek redemption. The spirits turned their gaze to her, their expressions softening momentarily. You dare speak for him, girl? One asked, skepticism woven into the fabric of his tone. Yes, Tessa replied, her voice strong. I dare. Because I see the man he is now, not just the mistakes he made. We are bound to this place, to each other, and we seek to right the wrongs of the past. Kale's hand squeezed hers, grounding her as he drew strength from her words. Please, he said, voice trembling with emotion. I cannot change what happened, but I seek to honor your memory and protect my clan from the darkness that follows. Help us. The spirits exchanged glances, and Tessa could see their deliberation etched on their ethereal faces. Finally, the first spirit spoke again, his voice softer this time. The path to redemption is fraught with trials. Are you prepared to face them? We are, Tessa answered without hesitation. Whatever it takes. The spirits began to chant, their voices weaving a tapestry of sound that filled the desert night. Tessa felt the energy shift around them, a palpable force that coursed through her body. Suddenly, a vision engulfed her. A powerful wolf, larger than life, with eyes that glowed like embers. Beware, Tessa, the wolf growled, its voice resonating deep within her. The shadows of the past are not easily dispelled. A great danger looms, one that could consume not only Kale but also you. Your love may prove to be both a shield and a sword. Tessa gasped, the vision fading as quickly as it appeared, leaving her breathless. She staggered back, caught off guard by the weight of the wolf's warning. Kale, she said, her voice strained. I saw something, a wolf. It warned me of danger. Kale's face hardened, his protective instincts flaring to life. What did it say? That our love could be a danger to us both, Tessa replied, her heart racing with fear. It said shadows are gathering. Kale's expression shifted, a mixture of concern and determination. We need to be prepared. I've heard whispers of an ancient prophecy. A vengeful spirit that seeks retribution against my clan. It's tied to my past, and if it is awakened, it will stop at nothing to tear us apart. Tessa felt the ground beneath her tremble as the weight of his words settled in. What do we do? We must seek the truth of this prophecy, Kale said, his jaw set with resolve. If we can understand it, perhaps we can find a way to break the cycle of vengeance that has haunted my lineage for generations. The spirits, now silent, began to fade back into the swirling sands, their presence a mere echo in the night. Remember, Kale, one of them called back, the past can only be laid to rest when it is confronted. Do not shy away from the truth. As the last traces of the spirits dissolved into the desert air, Tessa turned to Kale, her heart pounding with both fear and hope. We can do this together, she reassured him, her voice steady now. We'll face whatever comes our way. Kale took a deep breath, his fierce gaze meeting hers. Together, he affirmed, his voice a vow that resonated through the stillness of the night. Tessa felt a warmth spread through her chest, a spark igniting amidst the uncertainty of their future. They stood united against the shadows of the past, ready to face the trials ahead. The journey would be perilous, but with their bond as their guide, they would navigate the shifting sands of fate and carve a new destiny, one forged in love, resilience, and the courage to confront the darkness together. As the sun dipped below the horizon, the desert transformed into a canvas of deep blues and purples, the remnants of daylight fading into shadows. Tessa stood beside Kale, her heart racing as she absorbed the weight of what lay ahead. They were preparing to confront the spirit that haunted Kale's lineage, and with each passing moment, the air around them thickened with anticipation and trepidation. Are you ready? Kale's voice broke through her thoughts, low and steady, yet tinged with an urgency that made her pulse quicken. Tessa turned to face him, studying the contours of his face illuminated by the soft glow of the moonlight. The shadows danced across his features, revealing both the strength that made him an alpha and the vulnerability that came from his haunted past. She could see the conflict swirling in his stormy eyes, remnants of guilt and determination mixed with an undeniable love for her. I don't know if I ever will be, she admitted, her voice barely above a whisper. Kale stepped closer, the warmth of his presence enveloping her like a protective cloak. We'll face it together. I won't let you go through this alone. His hand reached out, gently cradling her face. You've seen the darkness in me, Tessa, but you've also seen the good. I need you to believe in that. Swallowing hard, Tessa nodded. I believe in you, Kale. But what if this spirit holds more power than we expect? What if it seeks to destroy everything we've built? Then we'll fight back. He leaned in, pressing his forehead against hers, grounding her amidst the chaos. We'll uncover the truth of my lineage and together we'll break this curse. Tessa closed her eyes, drawing strength from his pledge. In this moment, she felt the bond between them deepen, intertwining their fates as tightly as the roots of the ancient trees that dotted the desert's edge. But the lingering doubts gnawed at her insides. Could love truly conquer the darkness that loomed over Kale's clan? As they ventured deeper into the desert, the sands shifted beneath their feet, whispering tales of the past. The air was thick with the scent of sage and dust, and Tessa could almost hear the echoes of the spirits that had once roamed this land. Every step they took felt like a test, a challenge to their resolve and an invitation to the secrets that lay beneath. Do you hear that? Tessa suddenly asked, halting in her tracks. The wind carried an eerie sound, almost a whisper, and she strained to catch its meaning. Kale paused beside her, tilting his head slightly as if tuning into the same frequency. It's the voices of the past, he murmured, his brow furrowed. They're restless, Tessa. They want to be heard. Tessa felt a shiver run down her spine. What if they're warning us? What if they don't want us to confront the spirit? Then we'll have to prove that we're worthy. Kale's tone was resolute, but Tessa could sense the undercurrent of doubt that lingered in his heart. We must show them that we're not here to repeat the mistakes of the past. The journey continued, and with each passing moment, the desert seemed to shift around them, mirroring the tumult within. Dunes rose and fell like the tides of an ocean, and the stars above twinkled with a brilliance that felt almost tangible. Tessa's mind raced with thoughts of Kale's lineage and the burdens he carried. She had seen glimpses of the man behind the monster, but could she truly accept him, flaws and all? As night fell completely, they found themselves standing before an ancient altar, its stones weathered and cracked, yet radiating an energy that pulsed in the air around them. Tessa stepped forward, drawn to its presence. This place, it feels alive, she murmured, brushing her fingers over the surface of the altar, feeling the grooves and etchings beneath her touch. Kale joined her, his gaze scanning the altar with a mixture of reverence and wariness. This is where my ancestors made their sacrifices, where they sought guidance from the spirits. He paused, his voice low. It's also where they were betrayed. Betrayed. Tessa turned to him, her heart racing. What do you mean? Kale's jaw tightened and he looked away as if the memories were too painful to revisit. The spirit we face is the result of that betrayal. It seeks retribution against my clan, and it won't stop until it has exacted its vengeance. Tessa felt a pang of empathy for Kale, understanding that the weight of his family's legacy was not merely a burden but a chain that threatened to bind him forever. We'll confront it together, she said firmly, grasping his hand. You don't have to face this alone. He met her gaze, his eyes softening. Thank you, Tessa. Your belief in me means more than you know. The air crackled with energy as they prepared for the confrontation. Tessa's heart raced, and she knew that the coming moments would test not only their resolve but the very foundation of their relationship. Suddenly, a cold wind swept through the desert, carrying with it an unsettling sense of foreboding. Tessa shivered, instinctively moving closer to Kale. What was that? She asked, her voice trembling slightly. Kale's expression hardened. The spirit is near. As if summoned by their words, a dark figure materialized before them, its form shifting and swirling like smoke in the wind. Tessa's breath caught in her throat as she stepped back, instinctively seeking the safety of Kale's side. Who dares to disturb my slumber? The spirit intoned, its voice a chilling echo that reverberated through the stillness of the night. Kale straightened, his posture emanating authority. I am Kale, son of the bloodline that betrayed you. I seek to understand the past and to make amends. The spirit's gaze flickered towards Tessa, its ethereal eyes piercing through her. And what of you, mortal? Do you believe you can save him? Tessa swallowed hard, feeling the weight of the spirit's scrutiny. I believe in Kale, and I believe that love can heal even the deepest wounds, she replied, her voice steady despite the tremors in her heart. The spirit let out a low, mocking laugh. Love? Such a fragile thing. You think it can mend what was shattered? Kale stepped forward, his expression fierce. We will not be defined by the sins of the past. We are here to confront you and seek a path to redemption. The spirit's form flickered, and for a moment, Tessa saw the anguish etched into its features. A reflection of Kale's own struggles, the weight of a legacy that had long been marred by betrayal and loss. Redemption is not easily earned, it warned, its voice echoing like a distant thunderstorm. Tessa felt the urge to reach out to bridge the gap between them, but fear held her back. What must we do? She asked, her voice strong despite the uncertainty that lingered in her heart. The spirit's gaze intensified, and for a moment, Tessa felt the weight of history pressing down upon her. A reminder of the choices that led them to this moment. You must prove your loyalty, your courage, and your willingness to sacrifice for one another. As the spirit's words hung in the air, Tessa glanced at Kale, whose expression was a mix of determination and apprehension. She understood now that this was not just a test of their relationship, but a defining moment that could alter the course of their lives forever. Together, Tessa whispered, reaching for Kale's hand. Whatever it takes, we will face this together. Kale squeezed her hand tightly, the warmth of his grip igniting a flicker of hope within her. Together, he echoed, his voice steady. As the spirit loomed over them, Tessa felt a rush of adrenaline surge through her veins. They were on the precipice of a battle that would determine not only their futures but the fate of Kale's clan. With love as their anchor, they prepared to confront the darkness that sought to engulf them, ready to fight for their bond and the legacy they had yet to build. The narrow escape from the rival pack left Tessa breathless, her heart pounding like a drum in her chest. She and Kale hurried through the shifting sands, the moon casting a silvery glow around them. The adrenaline coursed through her veins, mingling with a sense of urgency that pressed down on her shoulders like a heavy cloak. Just ahead, she spotted a hidden cave, its entrance obscured by a thick curtain of thorny vines. Here, Kale urged, pulling her inside with a firm grip. The moment they crossed the threshold, the world outside faded into a distant memory, swallowed by the darkness of the cave. The air inside was cool and still, a stark contrast to the chaos they had just escaped. Tessa leaned against the rough stone wall, trying to catch her breath as she listened to Kale pace back and forth, his presence a fierce beacon in the shadows. "We need to regroup," Kale said, his voice low and urgent. "We can't let them find us again." Tessa nodded, but her mind was a whirlwind of thoughts. "Kale," she began, hesitating as she tried to find the right words. "What if they come after us again? What if this isn't over?" He stopped pacing and turned to her, his intense gaze piercing through the darkness. "I won't let them hurt you. I promise." The sincerity in his voice wrapped around her like a warm blanket, but it did little to quell the storm brewing inside her. "What if I'm the one who gets hurt?" she whispered, her voice barely above a breath. "I'm not just worried about physical harm, Kale. I'm scared of what we have might lead to." Kale stepped closer, the tension in the air crackling between them. "You think I don't feel the same? Every moment we spend together, every time we face danger, it only reminds me of what's at stake. My past, it doesn't just haunt me, it could destroy us." Tessa swallowed hard, her heart aching at the vulnerability in his admission. "But we can face it together, can't we? We have to confront it. We need to know what's coming." Kale's expression softened, and he reached out to tuck a loose strand of hair behind her ear. "You're right. We've already come this far. But I need you to understand, there are things in my past that I can't change. I may not be able to protect you from everything." Her breath quickened at his words, a mixture of fear and determination igniting within her. "Then we have to be stronger. Together. I won't let your past define our future." He studied her, searching for something in her eyes. "You're fearless, Tessa. But this isn't just about us anymore. There are forces at play that want to see my clan fall. And every time I think we've found safety, I can feel them closing in." Tessa took a deep breath, her resolve solidifying. "Then we'll fight. We'll uncover the truth together, no matter what it takes." In that moment, the weight of their connection felt like an unbreakable bond, a tether that pulled them closer even amid the chaos. Kale stepped closer, his hand lingering on her shoulder, the warmth of his touch igniting a fire within her. "We'll figure this out, I promise," he said softly, and for a fleeting moment, the darkness outside seemed to recede, leaving only the two of them in their sanctuary. As they sat together, the cave felt alive with the echoes of their whispered fears and hopes. Tessa's heart swelled with a mixture of affection and trepidation, knowing that they were on the precipice of something monumental. The air grew heavy with unspoken words, the tension thick enough to cut. She felt a pull to lean into him, to bridge the distance that still lingered between them. "Kale," she said, breaking the silence, "do you believe in destiny? In signs that guide us?" He met her gaze, his brow furrowed in thought. "I never used to. But these visions you've been having, they're real. They're tied to us, to my clan. I can feel it." Tessa nodded, recalling the vivid images that had haunted her dreams, visions of betrayal and shadows lurking within Kale's lineage. "I had another vision just before we found this cave," she confessed, her voice trembling. "It was different this time. It felt closer to home, like someone within your clan is plotting against you." Kale's expression darkened, his jaw tightening. "What do you mean? Who?" "I don't know," she admitted, frustration creeping into her voice. "But it felt like a warning. Someone is manipulating events to ensure your downfall. We need to uncover who it is before it's too late." "Damn it," Kale muttered, running a hand through his hair. "I can't believe this is happening. I thought I had faced all the ghosts of my past, but now it feels like they're coming back to haunt me and it could cost us everything." Tessa felt a pang of sympathy for him, knowing how deeply his past weighed on him. "Kale, will find a way to expose whoever is behind this. Together we can confront them. You're not alone in this." He looked at her, gratitude mixed with anguish in his eyes. "I never wanted to drag you into this. I wanted to protect you." Tessa shook her head fiercely. "You can't protect me from the truth. We can't run from it. I love you, Kale, and that means facing these challenges together." The silence that followed was thick with emotion, the air charged with their unspoken fears and desires. Kale's gaze softened, his lips curling into a small smile that illuminated the darkness of the cave. "You're extraordinary, Tessa. I don't know what I'd do without you." Before she could respond, a sudden chill swept through the cave, as if the very walls were alive with anticipation. Tessa shivered, the sense of foreboding creeping back in. "We need to stay vigilant," she said, her voice steadying. Whatever is coming won't wait for us to be ready. Kale nodded, his expression resolute. Then we'll prepare. We'll uncover the traitor and protect what we have. No matter the cost. As they steadied their breaths and steeled themselves for what lay ahead, Tessa knew that their love was both a shield and a sword, a powerful force that could either save them or lead them into ruin. The weight of their choices pressed upon her, a reminder that their intertwined destinies were fraught with peril. Yet, as she glanced at Kale, his fierce determination igniting the fire within her, she felt a flicker of hope. Together, they would face the storm and perhaps, just perhaps, they would emerge stronger on the other side. And with that thought, they turned to face the darkness that lay beyond the cave, ready to uncover the truth and confront the shadows that threatened to consume them both. The sun dipped low on the horizon, painting the sky a kaleidoscope of fiery oranges and deep purples. Tessa stood with Kale at the edge of the ancient altar, a place where sacred dust glimmered in the fading light. The air was thick with tension, the remnants of their recent discovery hovering like a storm cloud. They had unearthed a betrayal that cut deeper than either of them had anticipated. The traitor was someone they both trusted, and the weight of that revelation pressed heavily on their hearts. Kale clenched his fists, his jaw set in determination. "It can't be true, Tessa. Not him." His voice was hoarse, a mixture of disbelief and anger. "We've fought beside him. He's one of us." Tessa turned to him, her expression resolute yet pained. "It is true, Kale. We saw the signs. The whispers of the spirits, the visions, they all pointed to him." She took a deep breath, trying to steady her racing heart. "His bloodlines trace back to your ancestor, the one who was wronged. He's using that connection to manipulate us, to tear your clan apart from the inside." Kale's eyes darkened with realization. "You think he's been working against me all this time? Feeding lies to the clan? But why? What does he hope to gain?" "Revenge, Kale," Tessa replied softly. "He thinks he's restoring honor to his lineage by destroying yours. We need to confront him before it's too late." As they gathered their strength, the winds around them began to howl, almost as if the desert itself sensed the impending confrontation. Tessa felt the sacred dust respond to her presence, swirling around her feet, whispering forgotten secrets of power and protection. She closed her eyes for a moment, centering herself in the midst of the chaos. "Are you ready?" Kale asked, his voice a low growl filled with determination. Tessa met his gaze, her heart swelling with both fear and resolve. "I am. Together we can stop him. Together we can protect your clan." They began their trek back to the heart of the clan's territory, the golden sands shifting beneath their feet as they moved. As they approached the gathering of the clan, the tension in the air was palpable. Members of the pack were whispering, casting wary glances towards where the traitor, Alaric, stood confidently among them. Kale stepped forward, his presence commanding the attention of the gathered wolves. "Alaric," he called out, his voice cutting through the murmurs. "I know what you've been doing. Your treachery ends here." The traitor turned slowly, a smug smile spreading across his face. "Ah, Kale. How good of you to join us. I was wondering when you'd uncover my little secret." His eyes glinted with malice. "But you see, it's too late. Your clan is already divided. They no longer trust you." Tessa felt the pulse of the sacred dust beneath her fingertips, a surge of energy that reminded her of the strength they possessed. "Your revenge will not bring honor to your ancestor, Alaric. It will only lead to destruction," she said, her voice steady and strong. Alaric laughed, a chilling sound that echoed in the desert night. "Destruction is what your kind deserves. My ancestor suffered because of your lineage. I'm merely setting things right." Kale stepped closer, his eyes blazing with fury. "You're blinded by vengeance, Alaric. You're letting your ancestor's pain dictate your actions. You're not avenging him, you're becoming the monster he feared." The winds picked up, swirling around the trio as if the desert itself was warning them of the danger that loomed. Alaric raised his hands, summoning shadows that danced around him, dark energy crackling in the air. "You misunderstand, Kale. I am the monster you made me. And now I will destroy you." With a roar, Alaric unleashed a torrent of dark magic, a wave that threatened to engulf Kale and Tessa. But Tessa, fueled by the sacred dust that glowed in response to her emotions, thrust her hands forward. "No," she cried, drawing upon the ancient power that lay within her. The sacred dust erupted into a brilliant light, illuminating the dark forces swirling around them. The energy surged toward Alaric, breaking through his defenses. "You cannot escape your past, Alaric," she shouted, her voice ringing with authority. Kale joined her, their energies intertwining, amplifying the power of the dust. "We stand united against you," he declared, his voice strong and unwavering. As the light enveloped Alaric, his expression shifted from confidence to fear. "What is this?" he gasped, stumbling back as the sacred dust revealed the truth of his lineage, the pain and betrayal that had twisted his heart into a weapon of revenge. Tessa felt memories flood her mind, visions of Alaric's ancestors, their suffering, and the choices that had led to this moment. "We can help you," she said, her voice softer now, filled with compassion. "This cycle of revenge doesn't have to continue. We can break it together." But Alaric, consumed by rage, fought against the light. "You think you can change me? I am what I am because of you," he screamed, but the power of the sacred dust was relentless, drawing out the darkness that had taken root in his heart. With one final push, Tessa and Kale concentrated their will, the sacred dust flaring into an explosion of brilliant light that struck Alaric directly, tearing through the shadows that surrounded him. As the light enveloped him, the truth of his actions was laid bare, unmasking the pain and fear that had driven him to betrayal. Alaric fell to his knees, the dark energy dissipating into the night as he gasped for breath, the weight of his choices crashing down upon him. "What have I done?" he whispered, his voice breaking. "I didn't want this." Kale stepped forward, extending a hand towards the fallen traitor. "It's not too late to change, Alaric. You can still choose a different path. Join us and let's heal the wounds of the past together." Tessa watched as Alaric's expression shifted from hatred to confusion, and finally to despair. The sacred dust glimmered around them, a reminder of the power of love and forgiveness that had prevailed against the darkness. As the last remnants of the dark magic faded, Tessa felt a sense of relief wash over her. They had not only defeated a traitor but had also begun to mend a broken lineage. Kale turned to Tessa, his eyes filled with gratitude and admiration. "You were incredible," he said, pulling her into a fierce embrace. Together they stood united, the weight of history no longer an anchor but a stepping stone towards a brighter future. The desert winds whispered their approval, and the stars above began to twinkle, heralding the dawn of a new era for Kale's clan and for their love.